This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Three lines from the top. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Remez lebikur choylen min haTorah minayin. Where in the Torah is there a remez to bikur choylen? Look, we know that Hashem was mevaker choyle to Avram Avinu, but it doesn't say explicitly that Avram was a choyle. It doesn't say explicitly that Hashem was mevaker him. Where is there a remez to bikur choylem min haTorah? Shenemar, like the pasuk says, the Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to prove that Hashem sent him and that it was not Milibai, it was not his own invention. So Moshe Rabbeinu said him, Kamois kal ha'adam yumosin eila, if these people die like the death of every person, if they die a natural death, if Kairach and his cohorts die a natural death, ufekudas kal adam, and they're visited by all a man, so literally ufekudas kal adam means if the end of all man happens to them. The ultimate visitation refers to death. Literally it means if these people die a natural death and what ultimately occurs to man happens to them, then lo Hashem shalachani. So literally what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if they die a natural death, then Hashem did not send me, but if they die a supernatural death, that shows my authenticity. But the Gemara is going to expound on this. These words, ufukudas kaladam, is not just the visitation of all men, but what it means is, amarava, im kemois kal ha'adam yumosaneila, if these die the death of all people, shehin choylen, meaning regular people die by becoming sick, umutalen ba'arisasan, and they lay in their beds, ubnei adam avakarnoisam, and people visit them. Mahabriyos, I remember what will people say? Loi Hashem shalchani, God did not send me. Lazeh. But if they die a supernatural death and nobody visits them, then Hashem sent me. The Ran says, "Vnei Adam avakarnoisam behind odachsif ufekudas kol adam yipaked aleim." It doesn't just mean the inevitable result of all men, namely death, but rather what it means is if people visit them. So, according to Reish Lakish, the remez to bikur choylem min haTorah is Moshe Rabbeinu says that if Kairach dies naturally because people visit them, then Hashem did not send me. But if Kairach dies supernaturally and nobody visits them, then Hashem sent me. The question is, why is Moshe Rabbeinu using as a barometer to determine his authenticity of being sent, whether people are mevaker choyle or not? So it's interesting. The Marsha explains that there's a special divine experience of bikur choylem, because the bikur choylem, the mevaker is coming to visit the choyle, and the shechina is lamala mirashoysav shel choyle. So the mitzvah bikur choylem then is not just visiting the ill, but it's also an experience of, so to speak, being mizdabik to the Shechina who's present at the head of the Choyla. However, if Kairach dies supernaturally, that means the Shechina never wanted to be in close contact with Kairach, and that shows that Kairach is a fraud. Because if people would come to be mevaker Choyla, then the Shechina would have been there. The Shechina is lamala mirashoys of shel Choyla. The fact that nobody came to visit Kairach, that indicated that Kairach had a disconnect from the Shechina. Another very beautiful pshat, the Ben Yoyada says like this. Ben Yoyada says, we're going to see that each mevaker takes away echad mishishim of the illness of the chayla. How does that process work? The process works because since Klal Yisrael are all connected and we're all one, and there's a certain achdus among all of Klal Yisrael, so a visitor could take away a component of the illness of the person being visited. But that's if Kairach was, so to speak, deprived of this great mitzvah, Bikur Chaylan, that means it's because he really, although he said he's doing it for the sake of the Jewish people, he was just trying to sow strife and discord, and therefore the whole process of Bikur Chaylan was not applicable to him. Okay, so the Gemara says further, Darash Rava, Imbriya Yivra Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if a creation Hashem creates, that means like this, Imbriya, if the creation, Gehenim, meaning if Gehenim is a creation, Mutav, Tia, then all will be fine and dandy, everything will be good. Imlav, but if Gehenim is not a creation, Yivra Hashem, God should create it. That's what it means, Imbriya, Yivra Hashem. Imbriya, if a creation, Gehenim, which is Gehenim Mutav Tia. If Gehenim has been created, then good. Imla, but if Gehenim has not been created, Yivra Hashem, Hashem should create it. Says Gemara, Eini, but it's not true. What do you mean, if Gehenim was created? Of course it's created. V'atanya, we learned in a Braisa, Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kaidim Shinivra Olam. Seven things were created before the world. Elohein, these are them. Taira, Utshuva, repentance, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, the throne of glory, Ubeis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, Ushmai Shal Mashiach, the name of Mashiach. Seven things were created before the world was created. One of them is Gehenim. So how could Rava interpret the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, if Gehenim was created, good, and if it's not created, then Hashem, you should create it. Of course it's already created. Taira. How do I know Taira was created before the world? The Chsiv Hashem Kanani Reishis Darkai. Hashem acquired me as the beginning of his way. Tshuva, repentance. The Chsiv Beterem Harim Yuladu. Before the mountains were born, Vatechoylel Eretz. And you conceived of the earth. Meaning before the world was created. And what does Hashem say to man? He says, Tashev Enosh Adaka, return man until contrition. Meaning before the mountains were born, Vatechoylel Eretz, and before you conceived and brought forth the earth, you, before all of that, Tashav Enosh Adaka, you told man that they have to do tshuva. Gan Eden, how do I know Gan Eden was created before the world? D'chsev Vayita Hashem Lekim, and Hashem Lekim planted Gan, the garden, Be'eden and Eden Mikedem, before, meaning in the garden that existed all the way from the beginning of time. Or Gehenim, d'chsev mi aruch me esmal tafta. I'm sorry, ki aruch me esmal tafta. Because it was arranged from yesterday, tafta. Tafta is Gehenim. It's one of the names of Gehenim. So we see that Gehenim was created, so to speak, yesterday, before the world. Ki se kavai d'chsev nachoin kisacha me'az. Your throne was affirmed from back when? From back in the day. Beis HaMikdash, Tachsiv Kisei Kavod Maroim Meirishain. Just like the Kisei HaKavod. Maroim Meirishain. The Beis HaMikdash is exalted from the beginning. Makai Mikdashecha. Shmoy Shal Mashiach, Tachsiv Yehi Shmoy La'olam. His name should exist forever. What does that mean? Even before the sun. It existed even before the sun. Now, these are the seven things, and we brought proofs to that all seven things existed before the world was created. But the bottom line is, we see Gehenim existed before the world was created. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? If Gehenim is a creation good, what do you mean if it's creation? Of course it's creation. It was created before the world. So it says Gemara, Ella, Hachi Karma. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. If God created a mouth for Gehenna, mutav good, v'imloi. And if God did not create a mouth, Yivra Hashem, Hashem should create a mouth. But it says there's nothing new under the sun. It says, Gemara Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Meaning, what do you mean if God created a mouth? Of course he created a mouth. There's nothing new under the sun. If he didn't create a mouth, then he's not going to create a mouth later. Ein kol chadash tachas Hashemes means nothing new is ever created. Everything already existed from the beginning of creation. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? If you created a mouth, good. And if not, you should. There are no new creations. Says Gemara, yeah. What it means is hachi kamar. I hacha loy mikrav puma. If the mouth of the earth is not close to here, lahacha likrav, then Hashem should make it close. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want Hashem to create something new. He just wanted him to position the mouth of the earth to closer to where Kairach was. Darash Rava. Rava darshant. The Amrila, and some say Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Maidichsev, what does the pasuk mean? Shemesh Yareach Amad Zavula. The sun and the moon stood in Zavul. And the pasuk continues. L'architzecha yahalechu, by the light of your arrows they go. L'noiga barak chanisecha. L'noiga, by the, so to speak, sparkle, by the shine, by the brilliance of your arrows, they go. What does this mean? Frakta Gemara. So Shemesh Yareach Amad Zvula, Shemesh V'Yareach Bezvul Mai Boyin. What are the sun and the moon doing in Zvul? Zvul is the fourth level of heaven. V'Haber Kia Kavi Boyi. They are usually in the Rakia, which is the seventh level of heaven. We learned in Chagiga, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that there's seven names of the Shamayim. The second one is Rakia. The fourth is Zavol. The Shemesh and the Yareach are in the Rakia. So how do they get up to the Zavol? Says the Gemara, V'habar Rakia Kavi. They're set in the Rakia. From here we learn that the sun and the moon went up from the Rakia to Zavol. Va'amru lefanov, and they said before Hashem Ribbono Shel Olam, Im ata oisa din leben Amram. If you do judgment, meaning you act justly to Moshe, anum iram, we will shine. Because we can't take the fact that Kairach is challenging Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ilav, and if you don't do justice to Moshe, ein anu ma'irim, we're not going to shine. Says Gemara, ba'ois hashah, at that moment, yara bohen chitzim v'chanisais. Hashem threw at the sun and the moon arrows and spears. Amar lehem, he said, I don't understand. Now you're speaking up for the honor of Moshe? What about all the people that worship you as Avodah Zarah? How come you never had anything to say about that? That never bothered you. So why all of a sudden are you speaking up for Moshe's honor and you never spoke up for my honor when all these people would serve you? Amar lehem, Hashem said to him, b'chol yom v'yom, every day, mishtachvim lachem. You bow down they bow down to you, and yet you still shine. In my honor, you didn't protest for. You're going to protest for the honor of flesh and blood. So what happens? So the sun and the moon say, you're right. You know what? We're not going to shine at all. Every single day, Hashem shoots arrows, v'chanisas, and spears, u'me'irim, and they shine. Shenemar la'or chitzecha, by the light of your arrows, yihalechu, they go. Okay, let's see the Ran. The Ran, Shiva devarim nivru kaidem shenivra olam. Seven things were created before the world was created. What does that mean that they were created before the world was created? It entered Hashem's thoughts to be created before the world was created. The world cannot exist without them. Like we say, the thought of Klal Yisrael preceded everything. And perforce, the world cannot be created without Gehenna for the wicked. Meaning, when we say seven things were created before the world, it doesn't mean they were literally created. It means it entered God's mind, so to speak, that they should be created, otherwise the world cannot exist. And one of those things was Gehenna. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if the mouth is close, not close to here, bring it close to here. So says Ranu, kreva ba'alma lesa b'chalal in kol chadash. Bringing something close is not a violation of in kol chadash tachas hashamesh. Says Gemara, v'habarakia kavi, but it's said in the rakia kedachsiv. Like the pasuk says, v'yitein oisam elokim barakia hashamayim. And Elohim put the luminaries in the Rakia. Uzvul l'malam in Rakia. Uzvul is the fourth level above the second level, which is Rakia. He kidi'isav parak ein darshin. So, im ata oisa din levem Amram. The sun and the moon said, if you do justice to Ben Amram, mimach la kusay shel kairach, in the machlokes of kairach. Umash melahu. Now here the Ran addresses a very important question. This pasuk of Shemesh Yareach Amad Zavula is a pasuk in Chavakuk. Why in the world would we interpret it as referring to the story of Korach? Why would a random pasuk in Chavakuk, I think we learned it, Shemesh Yareach Amad Zavula Lor Chitzecha Yehalechu Lehinoi Gabirak Chanisecha. Okay, friends, a little trivia. Who knows, when do you read that pasuk? Chavakuk. I think there's only one half Torah a year from Chavakuk. Shemesh yareach amad zivula le'ar chitzecha yehalechu le'noiga berak hanisecha. Anyone know?
Shavuos.
Very good. Second day of Shavuos. Exactly. Wow. Give Lewis the special cigar. Okay. Yes, yeah, Shavuos. It's part of Vahashem Echal Kachoy Hasmi Panav Kalharetz Tefila Lachavako Kanavial Shigyainois Yitziv Piskam Liasud Gam. Yeah, that's from that half Torah. So why would we say it's referring to the episode of Korach? Umash Melahu Dahai Krabi Machlakusa Shal Korach Midrash, Misham Debitzias Mitzrayim of Kriyas Yamsuf Mishtai. It's talking about the Exodus and the splitting of the sea. B'sefer Chavakuk, V'ksiv Bey, Machatz Daroish Mi Beis Rasha. You shatter the head from the house of the Rasha. Umash Melhu Dehainu Kairach. It's Masha that it's referring to Kairach. Uksiv Basrei, and after this, these clues about Kairach, it says, Shemesh Yareach Amad Zivula. Okay. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Bikur choylem ein lo shir. Visiting the sick has no shir. My ein lo shir. What does it mean it has no shir? Savar Rabbi Yosef Lamim. Rabbi Yosef thought to say, Ein Shele Matan Schara. There's no measurement of its reward. Its reward is infinite. Frakti Gemara, only Bikur Chayilim Ein Lashir, all mitzvahs Ein Lashir. Amar Le Abaye, V'chol mitzvahs Mi Yesh Shir, do any mitzvahs have Shir? L'matan Scharan V'atnan, we learned in a Mishnah, have a zar b'mitzvah kala k'bechamura. Be careful in a light mitzvah like a stringent one. She'en ato yodea matan Scharan shel mitzvahs, because you don't know the reward of mitzvahs. So it can't be Bikuchem Ein Lashir means there's no shir to the reward, because we don't know the shir, we don't know the schar of any mitzvahs. Elam Rabbi, afilu gadol etzel katan, even a more distinguished person, by a less distinguished person, still you have to do Bikur Chaylam, even though for, let's say, some mitzvahs we say Zakein ve'ena l'fi chvayda is pater, not for Bikur Chaylam. Okay. Rava Amar, Rava says, you know what Ein Lashir means? Afilo mea pamim bayayim, even 100 times a day. Amar Ravacha bar Chanina, kalam avakar choyle, anyone who visits the sick, noitel echad mishishim betzara, you take away 1/60th of his tzar. This is what Rav Acha bar Chanina said. Amrile, they said to him, so then why don't you just bring 60 people to visit him and then you'd cure him? Amrile, imkein li alon shitin v'luk mua. Why don't you bring in 60 people and you'll bring him up from his illness? Amrile, so Rav Acha bar Chanina said, no, it's not automatically each person takes the 60th, but rather it's Sirusa de Bei Rebbe. It's like the 10th of Rebbe. Now the 10th of Rebbe, we're going to see, is the 10th of Rebbe is the first person gets a 10th. So let's say you start with 109. The first person takes 10, so you're left with 90. The second person takes 9, so you're left with 81. The third person takes 8.1. So basically, if 60 people come, they're not going to take away all 100% of the sickness. They'll only in total take away about 60 and 65% of the illness. And ube ben gilai, it's only if you are born under the same mazel as the person. Look in the round in the second to bottom line of ben gilai shenodet hamavaka b'mazaloi shel chayla. So if they, so to speak, are born in the same mazel, then that you have the capacity to take away some of the person's illness. There's another perush, namely, that if you're of a similar and identical temperament, so then the person being visited will enjoy the company of the visitor, so it alleviates from his illness. But if it's somebody who has a different kind of nature, it's not going to help him at all. It's just going to annoy him. Now, what's the Isirusa de Bei Rabbi? The Tanya Rabbi Omer. Bas hanizoynis minichse achin, noitelas isur nechasim. Rabbi said, a daughter that's sustained from the nechasim of the brothers takes 10% of the nechasim. Even though a bas, when they're brothers, a daughter doesn't inherit, Rabbi said that a daughter that is inheriting with the brothers gets 10%. So Amrulay the Rebbe, they said to Rebbe, Lidvarachan, according to you, Misha Yishle, Eser Bano, a son who has 10 daughters, Uben and one son, each daughter is going to get 10%. He's not going to get anything. Ein loy leben b'makom banus klum, the son's not going to get anything. Amr Lohen, so Rebbe said like this. Basically, Rebbe says, Amar Lahen, Rishoino Noitelis Isser Nechasim. The first one will take, let's say, 10%. Let's say 10. Shnia B'mash Shaira. The second one will take 10% of the 90. That's 9. The third one will get 10% of what's left, that's 8.1. And when all 10 girls take their 10%, so let's say the next one's going to get 8.1. So you're left with from 90 goes down to 81. 81, you subtract 8.1, is 73. In other words, what's 10% of 81? 8.1, that's 73. And then the next one's going to get 10% of that. So, and then after all 10 of them take 10%, they're going to divide it. So each one will get what is called 6.5%. And then the son will get 35. So the girls, each, basically like this. The first girl will get 10%. This is provided she gets married first. First girl will get 10%. That's, let's say, 10 out of 100. The second will get 9 out of 90. The third one will get 8 out of 81. The second will get 7.3 out of 73. The next one will get 6.5 out of 65. So what will happen, what comes out, is that the son gets 35, and each of the remaining 10 girls get 6.5 each. V'chozes v'cholkes v'shav, then they divide equally. Let's see the Ran. Kisirusa de Rebbe, shekal achas noitels isura minachasa. Each one gets 10% of the chasim, shenoisru, that remained achas shenotla oiso shalfaneh, after they took the one before it. Isur shala, its tenth. V'cheinami kol echa min ha-mevakrim, and also each one of the mevakrim, noitel echad mishishim, gets 1/60 min ha-choyli shenishar. So too, when a mevakar gets 1/60, each one takes 1/60 from what remained by the choyla after the previous visitor visited. Achar shebikru oisoy shalafanav. Provided that, ubeben giloy, that they're born in the same astrological signs, shenoylad ha-mevakar b'mazaloy shel choyla. And then they divide it equally. Since they're all coming to take simultaneously, b'din shehei chalkon shel rishonos yoyser min ha-achronos. Einoy b'din. If they're dividing equally, it doesn't make sense that the first one should get a bigger share than the last one. So if, let's say, these 10 girls are inheriting the father, they get 10%, provided that they all are getting married at the same time. If one gets married first, though, that one will get the 10% and will get the bigger chunk, the 10% out of the 100, as opposed to the second one who gets married will get 10% out of the 90 and get 9, and the third one gets married gets 10% of the 8.1. But if they marry at the same time, then we say that one of them gets 10% of the 100, the next out of the 90, but then ultimately they split what they all take equally. Okay? So this is Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. I wish you all a wonderful night. I want to remind everyone, Bez Hashem, this weekend we're having our annual campaign for Machon Magen Rakia. And you could join, you can make a team page, charity.com/MMH25. You could go to our site where all the information is there. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.